Almighty Yahweh, as we approach before you on this Sabbath day, we do so as a people who are very, very pleased that we are here. For we know you as the King of the universe, and you have known us as we have been raised up, even from within our mothers, Father, to know that the Yahshua, the Messiah, as he came into this world as one who is with you. So we would seek to do the same thing today, for we know we've lacked the knowledge in times past. Pray that knowledge will be with us now, as we look to our Savior and Redeemer, Yahshua the Messiah, to teach all of us. Again, we thank you for our Savior, as we ask this prayer in his name. Hallelujah. You may all be seated. It's been a while since I've been up here to be able to preach anything at all, but I've always loved to preach the Word of Yahweh, really. And there's so much benefits from it. Especially when you get to preach, because you get double. You get when you're up front, and you get whenever they do it again. But anyway, I think he created the heavens and the earth. That's where Genesis chapter 1. It's very evident, self-evident here from Yahweh did create the heavens and the earth. It says here, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good, and Elohim divided the light from the darkness, and Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. This is one of the controversial passages, believe it or not, because many people will say, well, what's this in here for? Because how can Yahweh, he created light? Well, when you compare this passage here, starting with verse 1 to verse 5, and we go over now to Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. You see, there's more light coming on the earth. Yahweh, the first thing you have to do if you're going to do a project, you have to turn the lights on, don't you? You can't see anything. Well, some of you will question, well, what's going on here? Because you see, this is different from what you read in the beginning of the book. It says, and Elohim said, let there be light. Lights in the firmament of the heavens. To divide the day from the night. And be for signs, and for seasons, and for days, and for years. This is the one we look to for this passage fulfills those things that Yahweh gives to his people as far as the holy days. Whenever you look here very closely, it says that he created in verse 15, and let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven, to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Now he made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Elohim set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. And in the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So from the first day to the fourth day, we see something happening here. There's some kind of special light, and not only is coming down. Why do you have two lights? Well, he didn't need two lights. So you look here again, you'll see that and again, verse 19, in the evening and the morning was the fourth day. And this fourth day, the light is somewhat different. Because you go over to, let's turn over to Acts chapter 13. I don't want to linger too long with these passages. We'll cut to the chase. And it shows here in Acts chapter 13 that we are to be a light to the Gentiles. There's many scriptures Yahweh gives us here. But we'll look at this real quick because, again, Acts 13:47. Well, these new Bibles are great, but this paper's so thin. How about you? But I have trouble moving through the book sometimes. Other than that, it's a great Bible, right? Okay. Acts 13, verse 47. For so hath Yahweh commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light to the Gentiles, that through the thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. Okay, and it shows you some of pictures. One thing about the study Bible, take note of those references there, because they're there for a reason. And I won't take the time to do that now, but it sure makes the messages go a lot better. If it's getting slow, as Mike knows, if he needs to build more time in there, he can just read a few of those. And make a part of your sermon. So we have here again, as we see, special lights, spiritual lights are going on here now. And we see that the Almighty Yahweh, again, as it shows here, He is the light of the world. Let's go over to Jeremiah 31:35. Okay. Well, Jeremiah 31:31-33, that has the New Covenant in it. We're all familiar with the New Covenant. And of course, part of that New Covenant, as it shows here, as you were reading previously, it shows that you know, we are to be a light to Gentiles. That's the reason why we were here today. And we're part of the Gentiles as well, but we're supposed to be a light to everyone. So you have Jeremiah 31:35, and we read here, Jeremiah 31:35. Thus says Yahweh, who giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon, and of the stars and light by night, which divideth the sea, when the host is his name. So here we see we have something new, because this is something, again, this which is showing the aspect, I'm trying to cover anyway, the aspect of how Yahweh is light. That light is supposed to be reflected in each one of us, certainly. This world is full of darkness, we know that. And darkness, remember, is what sin is all about. Things that are done not in open, as Yahweh did them, but they were things that were done in darkness. Again, as you see, we can be a light to nations. And it shows here again that light. He shows here that the light, as it says again, in verse 15, or 35 rather, thus says Yahweh, which giveth the sun for a light. Okay, the sun by day, again, and ordinances of the moon. So this is the ordinances. So you have the sun and the moon. The sun, of course, representing again, shows here, for light by day. And the ordinances reflect, they show the light from the moon, again, which reflected. Now you can get a lot out of that, because when you consider that we are reflected, we are to be a reflection of what Yahweh is. And so that's what he does here for us. And finally, if we consider a couple of scriptures here, we know that Yahshua, he is the Word. As such, you know, he is the one who has spoken these things, and he's heard them from Almighty Yahweh. So, if we go here, we go next over to John 1, verses 1 through 5. And we see here John 1, 1. This is one of the passages that really hits hard. Because you can understand this. If you understand this passage, then you understand what the plan of salvation is all about through Yahshua. Again, John chapter 1, okay. Oh, okay. Finally, John 1, beginning here, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Elohim, and the Word was Elohim. You know, said Elohim is the proper word to be here anyway, because Yahweh is one. And we understand that the Scripture does not teach the Trinity at all. It's a duality between the Father and the Son. But as we see here, again, this really shows what's happening. And it goes on in verse 2. The same was in the beginning with Elohim. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made, which was made. So we see here the duality. And you see how the one, of course, who making these things, Yahweh spoke and Yahshua carried out. He's the Word. So you hear the Word go forth, not literally from the mouth of Yahweh, but you consider the great conversations that we've had with Yahweh through the years. In other words, we could talk to Yahweh through prayer. And you could talk to Yahweh in many different ways. But He has empowered us. He's given a book. It's just this Bible in itself. It doesn't even reflect all the other research books in that we go to prove all things. So, what you find here is that when you speak to Yahweh, some people say, well, Yahweh, He didn't answer me. He already answered you. Before you were born, He answered you with the Word. So you have to understand that. And as it goes down to verse 3, again, all things were made by Him. Verse 4, in Him was life, and life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. There was, and then it goes on here and describes the coming of John, who, of course, accepted Yahshua as the true Messiah who is coming. Well, if we go over verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And behold, we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The grace and truth come forth here. Again, as we read this passage, the reason why we're going through this is to extol Yahweh for His gift of Yahshua. Because, you know, without a knowledge of Yahshua, we cannot have salvation. And the salvation that we have is described here in some of these other passages we look at. Yahweh is sent to the Gentiles, okay? We understand that we are spiritually speaking, we can claim to be Gentiles, as Yahweh has called us. But also, if you look in the, further into the Scriptures, you go over here to some of the books, it describes Yahshua, describes Yahweh's people as being part of this. So, in any event, thank you very much for listening.